Little Red King, save the earth.
Part 5. When we last left the boys, we were all feeling quite uncomfortable as Ben, alone in the bathroom with a female alien veterinarian, appeared to be on the verge of, or indeed in, mid-coitus.
There, Ben. I don't think that blister will give you any more problems. I think I've reduced the swelling.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Good, Ben. Bye.
Ben?
Uh-huh, yeah?
You want to fill us in on what just happened in there?
No, not really.
Ben, did you... Did you?
What?
I'll just spill it, Ben. You just have sex with an alien?
If you don't draw me a diagram of what just went down in there, Ben, I'm going to come over there and make you draw it.
Something beautiful happened. That's all I'm saying.
You've got to help me with the mechanics, Ben. Are the bits we can't see as messed up as the bits we can see? What's under that skin flap? Do those tendrils go all the way? Are they sucker pads on their knees? Tell me something.
I'll be retiring to bed early tonight, gentlemen. I feel very... very sleepy. Good night.
Wow. I mean, he's kind of great. Good on him.
What does that word say?
I fucking knew it.
I did.
I could see fucking his face. He was like...
Fraternising.
Without the first frat. Fraternising.
Fraternising with the enemy, if you ask me. I mean, she could probe him for the details about albums. You saw the state of him. He'd tell her anything. He's in love.
Yeah, you got a point there. Well, it's too late now. Anyway, fraternising with the enemy is how you stop being enemies. I mean, she seems okay.
Yeah, but she's on this ship with the regime, so she can't be that okay.
Maybe she's forced to work here for them. I don't know. I'll have a word with Ben. Make sure he knows to keep his lips sealed. I'm going to bed. God, I hate using that ivory toothbrush. It's so unnecessary.
I like the way it feels in my hand. Smooth and a nice weight. The soap dish and shaving set are all ivory too.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm pretty sure the bedside slippers provided are real kangaroo pouches too. And they get replaced daily.
Jesus. I'm going to bed. We'll wrap this album up in the morning.
That's a wrap.
Whee.
Yep, there it is, boys. Two albums in one. Part one and part two. Dog shit and gold rocking horse shit.
One good, one bad.
Get on that intercom, Ben. Tell them we're finished and to come and listen. Make it look like we're playing their game. Ask if we can get increased rations for delivering what they wanted.
Yeah, okay. Hello, can you tell the Supreme Leader we've finished the album? We've done what you want and nothing more. And we're hoping we can... When we... Sorry.
You need to stop doing that...
Yeah,
as
fuck,
well.
Yeah.
That's really fucking annoying.
Because I'm going to come... I'm going to pick up that monitor in front of...
Next.
When I'm editing that, I'm going to drive to your house and punch you in the face.
I mean, at least you know where the mistakes are. Yeah. How can you tell? There's another one.
Sorry, I was just reading it full. Hello, can you tell the Supreme...
Oh, that went well.
Hello, can you tell the Supreme Leader we've finished the album? We've done what you want and nothing more. And we're hoping we could have our rations increased for doing that. And only that, nothing more.
Smooth.
Affirmative.
Are they coming, Benny?
I don't know, I just told them I want this over and done with.
Hello, and congratulations, my fleshy pink friends.
Christ, they move about quick.
I hear you have some good news for me.
Yep, all done, boss.
Yep, one album, like you asked for, just the one bad album all ready for you.
Relax, Ben, relax.
I am relaxed.
What are your fucking mouth then?
Shall we wrap our listening flaps around it then? Start to finish?
One play of a terrible album later.
So, my experts, are we satisfied with this album?
Yes, Supreme Leader, as before. Averagely played, fairly competently recorded, but devoid of passion of any sort. A real stinker. Perfect.
Wonderfly! You've done well, Little Red Kings. We may as well waste no time. My men will now upload the album to the illegal media feed on our home planet, and it will be live before we have left the room. Your popularity on my planet is over! You are already old news. Humans are just another animal for us to conquer and manipulate, consume. And soon I will have full obedience once more over our workers. Bye-bye, you one-mouthed freak shows.
It is done, Supreme Leader. The album is in the public domain.
Whoops.
Oops. What is this? Oops.
Me?
Yes. You spoke the word oops with your mouth lips. What is oops?
You'll soon see. It just means we hope you get everything coming to you.
Oh, thank you. I always get what's coming to on, over, or indeed in me. You need not worry about that. Farewell, little red wieners. I see no need to waste resources on you. Now I have my product. No feeding for you tonight, or perhaps any night. Perhaps I'll let you perish in your dirty little room.
But we did what you asked.
And what?
Well, that's unfair.
And what?
But you said you'd treat us fairly.
And what? You are nothing more to me than any other creature my regime has used. Goodbye. Soon you will be just a memory to the resistance. Just another weaker species to dominate like a Fralabala Jamaglians. I heard you met a stray one on Earth the night we picked you up. It tried to warn you off, but scared you right into us. So primitive. My people will fall back into line, and in a month or so, we will attack Earth, and this little blip will be all but forgotten.
Rock and roll can never be forgotten, you alien Burke. Yes, I said it, I called you a Burke.
He's gone, Ben. You, like, literally said that after the door had closed. You know, I haven't heard anyone use the word Burke for over a decade. Burke and Pratt just not use as much anymore.
What a shit he is.
Yeah, but who's got the last laugh?
Well, likely him. We're left to rot in here, if we're lucky. When he finds out what we just pulled, he's going to be real mad.
I'd like to see the look on his face when he finds out.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. Know what?
We wait. I guess that's all we can do.
Well, I'm not going down with that fight. If they come back to kill us, I'm fucking one up. At least one.
I like your thinking. Let's arm ourselves with whatever we can. Go down fighting at least.
2 days pass. Armed with sharpened ivory toothbrushes, the boys are tired, hungry, and downhearted. But worst of all, Joe hasn't had a smoke in 24 hours.
This is fucking crazy. Crazy, where are they? They can't just leave us in here. Nothing. No smokes, nothing. I've tried smoking everything. Bog roll, hair, fleece fluff, shoelaces. I've smoked all the filter tips, scrunched up old fucking smoked all the rolling papers. I'm out of ideas. I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Sit down. You're making me dizzy. It's food we need, not smokes. If you had any tobacco, I'd eat it in front of your stupid face.
You filthy animal. How dare you? How very dare you?
Oh, I dare you. I dare you, all right.
They must know by now we tricked them. Why don't they just come for us? It's the waiting that's killing me. Just get it over with already. Just fucking kill us.
Come on, Craig. Don't give up.
I just want to drive home, put my electric blanket on and go for a sleep. I don't want to know anything about any of this. The resistance, the regime. I didn't ask for any of this.
Oh, give it a rest. Suck it up for God's sake. And when you're done sucking it up, man up and shut up in that order, if you please.
Jesus, Ben, you all right? Come on.
Oh, you come on. Now, listen, I'm hatching a plan.
You? You can hatch an egg.
Pipe down and listen. Jonah Rusakoff is going to get us out of this.
Who?
Joan.
Yeah, Joan. Problems? Joan and me are an item. Now get over it.
You seem quite aggressive, Ben. Are you okay?
Shut your stupid mouth and listen to me. I saw Joan last night.
What? What the fuck? When?
Can it, Four Eyes? I said listen. That night in the bathroom, I told her... Sorry. Can it, Four Eyes? I said listen. That night in the bathroom, I told her... Told her... Can it, Four Eyes? I said listen. That night in the bathroom, I told her... Why can't I say that?
Not sure.
I don't think anyone in the room is sure. Anyone listening right now, they're not sure either.
I told her our plan.
We should do this live.
Can it, Four Eyes? I said, listen. That night in the bathroom, I told her our plan.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I knew it. One kiss and he sells us down the river.
If I have to tell you to shut up one more time, someone's going to get a slap. Capiche? Now pin your ears back and listen. Yeah, I told her she works for the regime on this ship, but she's... She works for the regime on this ship, but she's a good... She's got a good... She works for the regime on this ship, but she's got a good heart. She confided... For fuck's sake.
Just take your time, Benny. Take your time. Go from the start. Nice
and slow. You can do it slow.
I just need to read. Well, I thought I'm
slow. You don't need to read it. Just do it slower.
Yeah, don't read ahead, Ben. You'll ruin it for
yourself.
Yes,
you will.
Because I already did.
If I have to tell you to shut up one more time. Yeah.
All right,
Craig. No, that's the script. He wasn't.
You're such a professional.
Shut up, Four Eyes. Joe's like, fuck you. No, Joe, that's the script.
If I have to tell. If I have to tell you to shut up one more time, someone's going to get a slap. Capiche? Now, pin your ears back and listen. Yeah, I told her. She works for the regime on this ship, but she's got a good heart. She confided in me that some of her family back on their home planet are in the resistance. They'd kill them and her if they knew. She wants to help. She's scared, but she's coming back tonight to help us escape. She said she's going to get us to an escape pod. And, well, look... She's pregnant. She's carrying our child, and I'm very happy about it.
Sweet fuck, you dirty dog.
You mucky puppy. Way to go, Benny.
Daddy Benny.
Well, congratulations. I'm happy for you. This is good. This is great, in fact. What time's she coming, Benny?
Just when she can. We are to wait here and just be ready.
Well, not a lot else we can do.
All right then, boys. Keep your shank sharp and your wit sharper. We just got ourselves an escape plan.
Bonza.
So then, Benny, you did the deed then, eh? Gonna give us any clues to how that went down?
It was a beautiful thing. I'm not gonna cheapen it by telling you anything.
Oh, come on, Benji. Don't hold out on us.
We are very much in love with a child on the way, so watch your dirty mouths around her.
All right, Benny, all right. A half Benny, half alien baby. Amazing. Boy or girl, Ben?
A little girl. She's due in a week or so.
A week?
Yeah, that's what Joan said last night. The digestion period. That's what comes
I'm
out.
I'm pregnant, I am a baby.
Gestation. Yes, that's what Joan said last night. The gestation period is incredibly short for their species.
Wow. A week and there'll be a baby alien Benny.
Yeah, I believe they are born into a fleshy opening on the female's front at first. They can be left in there for a further week, just kind of like an organic cradle. It's lined with soft tissue that's safe and warm and provides nutrition through osmosis.
Wow. Weird and amazing. Fleshy opening. Soft and fleshy. Spill it, Ben. Is that where you put your...
Some hours later, the boys are waiting tentatively by the door for Joan when suddenly they hear something.
Shh. I suddenly hear something.
About time. We've been waiting tentatively for hours.
By the door.
Guys, the voiceover already filled everyone in. There's no need for all that backpedaling.
Shh. There. Can you hear it? Someone's coming.
Ben. Big Ben, are you there? It's your Joanie.
Big Ben?
Yes, I'm here, Joanie. We are ready. Come in.
Ooh, Benny.
Joanie.
And Ben. Benny.
Oh, we're so glad you're here, Joanie. Thank you for doing this.
Yes, and congratulations, you know, with the, Benny. You know, the baby. And that. Ben's told us all about it. 1 week. Whew. And then she pops right out into the, you know, the old, the fleshy sack thing you've got going on your front. Right on the old front.
Should we make a move? Ben? Joan? Should we make a move?
Oh, yes. Apologies. It feels like forever since my secondary mandibles touched my big Ben's lips. You must follow me quietly and quickly. I have an escape pod lined up and ready to take all of us down to my planet's surface. I have family that will hide you.
How far away is your home planet?
We do not measure distance in units as you humans do. We have no measurement for direction or distance. The pods, like all our transport, travel through fissures that we create, openings in space and matter, if you like. It's both terribly complicated, but terrifically simple at the same time. Do not concern yourself with it. The journey will take as long as we wish it.
Cosmic.
Okay, Joan, lead the way.
This is it. Just over there. The escape pods. Let's make a dash for it.
Look out! A guard!
I got this. Fuck you, alien shitheel.
Again, Doug. Kick him when he's dying. Do it!
No, Doug, don't!
Woo! That's one alien that's not getting up. Yeah! Somebody call a fucking alien ambulance.
Yeah, boy.
You idiot. He was on our side. He prepared the pot for us. You killed him.
Oh, shit. God, that's horrible. Why didn't you say? Why didn't he say?
He was a mute. A deaf mute. He never heard you coming.
Oh, this is horrible. He came at me with a stick.
That's a walking stick. He was very elderly.
Oh, Jesus. It gets worse. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you said he was very old, so at least he had a good life.
He has only just been released last week from a 120-year sentence in solitary confinement for disobedience. The regime released him to work his final years here on the ship.
Oh, this is horrible. All right. Well, at least it was quick. He didn't put up much of a fight, and he died almost right away.
Help me, tell my wife I love her.
Oh, God, he's still alive. Help him, Joan.
Be still. Don't try to speak.
My children, tell them I'm sorry. Tell them I didn't.
Oh, horrible. That was horrible.
Help me pull him up into the pod. We can't leave him here.
Christ, he's getting all slimy shit in my shoes. God, the smell.
Just get him in.
Okay, close the hatch, Joan. Let's go.
Shit! Here we go, boys, hold on!
We're here.
Eh?
We have arrived.
We haven't fucking moved, have we?
Yes, it's instant. we have traversed through the very substance that all matter is created from, slipped right through the creator of all things and all time.
The creator?
Yes, everything. Everyone and all time since time and forever is made of the single. And the single is the creator. All and everything and that which is made is one and the same. You shouldn't concern yourself with it.
I'm happy not to concern myself with it.
Yeah, but so like all things of... So wait, so like all things are made of like one thing and that one thing is the creator of all things?
Kind of, but you're taking it too literally. So imagine everything is made of Lego bricks, yeah?
Well, what size? 1x2s, 2x2s, 2x4s?
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Lego sizes do not matter. Really? Now I've heard everything.
Okay, and well, say 2x4s. So imagine everything is made of 2x4 Lego blocks.
Bricks.
Sorry?
They're called bricks, not blocks.
Okay, 2x4 Lego bricks. So everything ever is made of 2x4 Lego bricks.
Yeah, got it. Go on.
Yes, now imagine that those very same Lego bricks created all Lego bricks.
Yeah, I'm following, kind of.
Okay, good. But now imagine Lego doesn't exist. Never will and never did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
I did say do not concern yourself with it. This is kind of the point. Once you understand there is nothing to understand, you will understand.
I'm out.
Exactly, that's it. You're getting it, Craig.
I am?
Okay, everybody out. We have to be quick. The Resistance will need to get this pod dismantled and hidden.
Where are we?
We're in an underground hideout on my planet. A Resistance party should greet us shortly.
A party? All right.
Not that kind of party, Doug.
You don't know that.
Yeah, but I... yeah. Yeah, fair enough. True.
Ah, here they come.
See? A party! Fuck you, Jay.
They love us. They love us. They love me. Hello, hello. I'm Craig. I play keys. Some people call me the Jacker. Kind of like a nickname, but a stage name, really.
This is amazing. Fuck Earth Krause. These guys are shit.
Well, we got it wrong.
Join us next week for part 6 of
Little Red Keys Save the Earth.
We are currently looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it.